The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 337 through 353, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 25th, 1966, in New York.
Dapari Bhagavan Shyama Pitavasana Jayudha Jeevatsadihi Ankrishcha Lakhanai Rupalakshita Namaste Vasudevaya Namas Sankarshanaya Cha Pradumnayan Riddhaya Subhang Bhagavate Namaha. These are some of the mantras for offering respect to Krishna. This mantra you may particularly note down. Namaste Vasudevaya Namas Sankarshanaya Cha Pradyumnaya Anuruddhyaya Tubhang Bhagavati Nama. Ehi mantra dapare kare Krishna chan Krishna nam sankirtan kali yoga dharma. So in the dapara yoga, this is the process, Krishna chan, worshipping Krishna. And the kali yoga, this pita, this yola is called as incarnation of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. He is to be worshipped by the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtana Yajgai. This is also called sacrifice, the Sankirtan Yajga. There are different kinds of Yajga. This is called Nama Yajga. Sacrifice of the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Dharma Pravattam Kare Vrajanda Nandan Preme Gaya Nachilo Kare Sankirtan. The process is that the Lord chants and He dances Himself and people follow. Similarly, just like we are painting the picture, the Lord is dancing and everyone is following, and that following can be continued even after death. God is always there. It is not that Chaitanya is not present here. He is always present, and whenever there is Sankirtan, there is this kirtan by the devotees, sincere devotees. It is said that Lord Chaitanya is there, present. Tattva Sishthami Narada, Jatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, those are pure devotees. Pure devotees means without any material desire. They are pure devotees. Those are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. They have lost all interest for any material enjoyment. They are now dependent. They are called pure devotees. So, this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees, who gradually loses all interest in the material enjoyment. Now, there is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, as I have already explained to you, that is also cited here. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna Sanga Panga Saparsadam Jagai Sankirtanai Pravi Jajanti Sumiras. That personality, incarnation of God, who is usually a scholar and is accompanied by his associates, confidential associates, he is worshipped by this process of Sankirtan in this age of Kali. Arthin jige dhana dite jai phal hai, Kali juge Krishna me sai phal pa. Arthin juge, when this is Kali juge, and there were other three yugas, the Satya juge, the Trita juge, Dapara juge. There are different processes of realizing God. So Lord Chaitanya says, in other three yugas, what was achieved by meditation, by sacrifice, by temple worship, now that can be achieved in this age, Sankirtan. Kali dosanidhi rajan, astiji ko mahanguna, kirtanadeva krishna sa muktabandha parang braje. This is a stroke, verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, in connection with conversation with Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadev Goswami. And when the description of this Kali Yuga was given, Maharaj Parikshit became very sorry that because he was a pious king, he was thinking always of the welfare of the citizens. So when it heard about the description of the Kali Yuga, he was very much disturbed in his mind. Although he was going to die, still he was so compassionate. Oh, in the age of Kali, the people will suffer so much. So, when he was so sorry, so Sukadeva Goswami encouraged him, Maharaj, don't be sorry. There is very nice process in the Kali Yuga. In the midst of so many difficulties of this age, there is one boon, and that boon is one can become liberated from this material entanglement altogether. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Krishnadeva Krishnas. It is a special message, Krishnadeva Krishnas. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can become. This is the greatest boon in this age. Although there are so many difficulties, the full of misery increase in the greatest volume. The world is material, the world is miserable, just like cold season, this winter season. Today we are feeling more inconvenience. Similarly, this material world is always miserable, but still, in this age, it is most miserable, in this age of Kali. But the boon is, the first class boon is, that even there are so many miserable conditions, in the midst of all those disadvantages, one can become free from all contamination simply by Krishna Dhamma, Kirtanadeva Krishna, simply by this. Kritija Dhyatu Vishnu Tritayana Jagato Makhai Dapani Parichajayam Kaluta Dhari Kirtanat. What was achieved in the Satya Yuga by meditation, what was achieved by offering sacrifices in Krita Yuga, and what was achieved in the Dapara Yuga by worship, that can be achieved in this age by Sankirtan Yajna. Dhyayan kriti jajan yajgai sritayan dapare archan jadapnati tadapnati kalau sankirtan keshavam. A similar passage, the two above passages, they are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, and another passage is quoted from Padma Purana. Padma Purana, there are 18 Puranam. Six Puranas are in the modes of goodness, and six Puranas are in the modes of passion, and six Puranas are in the modes of ignorance, for different people. Just like in a best institution, there are different classes and different kinds of books of learning, gradual process. Similarly, this Vedic culture is so nice, they don't give one class of literature for all. No. There are so many different literatures, because there are so many varieties of people. How can you convince all classes of people by one literature? No. That is not possible. Now, the people here in your country, they are losing interest in religion because the Bible was given to a certain class of people long, long years before. The people are far advanced in scientific knowledge, so that doesn't appeal. So therefore, we should always remember that there are always different classes of men. And for different classes, the aim is all the same, that see 2 plus 2 equal to 4. Nothing. But different classes of men there are. So, different class of arithmetic, higher mathematics, middle mathematics, lower mathematics. The mathematical principle is the same, 2 plus 2, 1 to 3 to 9. There is no other figure. So similarly, there are 18 Puranas. Those who are in the modes of passion, those who are modes of ignorance, they should also have some chance. For them, oh, you go. and you worship this demigod, because we are, every one of us, hankering for material acquisition. The disease is that we are simply thinking of idam adda maya laddham. Today I have got so much material possession, and next day I shall have so much, and next day I shall have so much, and next day, and on next day I shall go away. Yes. Finish. This is material disease. They are always hankering on. So there are different hankerings, there are different persons. So the demigods all night you worship. You want this thing, you want a beautiful wife, all night you worship Uma. You want to be a very learned man, all night you worship this Devi Saraswati. You want to be, get out of your disease, all night you worship the same God. So in this way there are recommendations. But in the Bhagavad, after all these recommendations, the Bhagavad concludes, akama sarvakamama mokshakama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogina jajeta paramam purus. If you have got any desire, still you go to Krishna. You are, Krishna recommends, chaturvidha bhajante maam sukritunade. Even if you go to Krishna for asking something, material profit, still it is better. Don't go to other demigods. Kāmas-tasya hita-jñāna jayanti anandamita. The foolish person, they do not know that the demigods, they cannot offer any benediction. They cannot offer. They are not fool. Just like here in this institution, although you are free, you very kindly ask me, Swamiji, can I take this fruit? Why? This is etiquette. Similarly, the demigods, they are not fools. Suppose one man worships a demigod and asks some benefit. Oh, demigod will ask the Lord, Supreme Lord. Or, in another sense, the demigods also do not know. Because they are also living entities like us. But Ishara Sarvabhutana, Krishna is so kind that this person, this particular man is wanting something. All right, give it. Krishna is, this is freedom. There is no argument, why Krishna has arranged like this? He arranged out of his causeless mercy. He can say, he can stop asking the individual soul, but he does not do that. Why he shall do? That there is no meaning of independence. All right, you want it? I am arranging, take it, take it. So he asks the demigod, all right, he is asking from you, give it. So this is going on. Therefore, there are different kinds of literature, because there are different kinds of people. But the ultimate literature is, the substance of all Vedic literature, is the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna sadhama upagate dharma jnana adhivishaha. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna was present, he personally gave this Bhagavad Gita and on knowledge. So many people took knowledge. There is another Gita, Uddhava Gita, that was spoken to Uddhava. That is in Bhagavad. This is in Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita. So there is a question by the Shaunakadi Rishi, after departure of Krishna, where from knowledge should be searched? So they recommended this Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the Padma Purana also, there is similar passages. In Bhagavatam also, there are similar passages. In all Vedic literature, the same thing is there. Veda is the sadvai, omiva vedya. The last target and the last goal, ultimate goal is Krishna. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita it says, sarva-dharmān parityajyamāṁ ekaṁ sarvam. Bhagavad says, akāma sarva-kāma. Even if you are materially desiring, still you should go to Krishna. And Krishna also confers, bhajati māṁ anannva, sādhureva samantam. Apite sudurācha. One should not ask God, but still if one asks, he is accepted. Because he has come to the point, Krishna. That is his good qualification. He is in Krishna consciousness. So all faults There may be. But when one becomes Krishna conscious, everything is vanished. That's why there are so much snowfall. As soon as there is rise of sun, everything finishes. Everything finishes. Krishna Surya Sama. And only we have to wait when the sunrise will be there. Then all these disturbances will be at once clear. So we have to take to Krishna Surya and everything will be clear. Kaling Sabhajayantam Rajya Gunagya Sarvhagina Jatta Sankirtane Naiva Sarvasartha Vilambate. Sarvasartha Vilambate. That's a nice verse, you see. Here it is said, Jatra Sankirtane Naiva. This Kali Yuga, this age of Kali, we are condemning so much. But even the demigods, highly eulogize this Kali Yuga. Why? Why? No, here is a great opportunity. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Jatra Sankirtane Na. Jatra means in this Kali Yuga, simply by this Sankirtan movement, simply by chanting, sarva-sartha vilambati. All interest is served. Your material interest, your spiritual interest, every interest will be served. Lord Chaitanya also said, yāvite sarva-siddhi haivekama. Just, even if you are materially desiring something, that also will be fulfilled. By simply chanting Hare Krishna. It is such an encore. This is therefore called Mahamantra. Buddhavad Likijami Gunavatar Gan Asankha Sankhatar Nahai Gana. Chari Jugavatare Eita Ganan Suni Bhangi Karitare Puche Sanatha. Now here is a very trick. Sanatana Goswami, he was politician, he was minister. Now when Lord Chaitanya was describing about the incarnations, especially of the incarnation of the Kali Yuga, now he is asking, Sanatana Goswami is asking to Lord Chaitanya, Rajamantri Sanatana Buddhi Brihaspati Prabhur Kipate Puche Asankasmati. He is asking very frankly, because he is very intelligent, he was minister. Oti khudra jeev mui nich nichachar kyamane janima kholite kon avatar. My dear sir, Lord Chaitanya, the lowest of the lowest, I'm very fool number one. So, I may inquire from you, how can I understand that this is the incarnation of this age, Kali Yuga. Prabhu kahe, anna avatar shastra dvara jani, kalite avatar taiche shastra dvara mani. Oh, why you are confusion? As other incarnations are to be understood from the indication of the shastras, similarly, we'll have to understand from the indication of the shastra, who is the incarnation. Sarvagna munir vakya shastra pramana. Now, shastra, the scripture has the most first-class evidence. Sarvagna munir vakya. Because shastras are written not by ordinary person, not by Rabindranath Tagore or Shakespeare. No. Shastras are written by liberated person. Therefore, shastra scripture have got so many advantages and so much respect. So there the Lord said, Sarvagna munir vakya shastra pramana. Shastra pramana. Just like see, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 400,000 of years after there will be avatar, Kalki, and his father's name, his birthplace is already mentioned there. This is called shastra. 5,000 years before Bhagavat was written, and there is indication that in such and such age, in such and such province, in such and such family, Lord Buddha will appear. That is it. And 5,000 years before I go, and the symptoms of Kali Yuga is already written there, and we are experiencing. And the Bhagavad will find Shikaramev hi udvahe. Ah. In the Kali Yuga, marriage will be performed simply by agreement. Ah. Yes, see? Ah. Another, Lavanam Kesadharanam. People will think by keeping long hairs they will be very beautiful. It is stated in Bhagavad. They look very beautiful. Lavanam Kesadharanam. It is written there, you can see. It is not story. Sikarameva hi udvahe, dampatte dhatimeva hi. And husband and wife relation means sex. That's all. If the husband has a sex power, then there will be no divorce. These are all written there. Simple sex life, husband and wife relation. Simple sex life. Vittattam sutramevai. And one will be considered a Brahmin simply by this thread. These are all written there. A 2-cent-watt thread, you get it? You have got thread. You are a Brahmin. That's all. This is going on in India. 2-paise-watt Brahmin. He has all the qualification of less than a chandal. But because he has got this nonsense thread, he is considered a Brahmin. So these things are all mentioned. And you have to believe it also, that in the last stage of the Kali Yuga, nobody will understand what is God, what is religion. And there will be no supply of these grains. Now we are getting all these grains. But as you are thinking, grain is not meant for human beings, they are meant for animals, all life. God will stop completely. Then you'll have to live only on the seeds and animal flesh. That is also mentioned. There will be no milk, there will be no sugar, there will be no grain. These things are mentioned. Therefore, shastra, it is called shastra. See, it is sarvagya. Sarvagya means the shastra is written by persons who knows past, present and future. Everything is clear. Therefore we have got so much respect for speech. The foolish people say, it is also written by man. Why shall I? Yes, it is written by man, that's all right. But he's not a man like you. He's liberated man. There are different kinds of men. You don't think all men are like you. All men are like you, fool. Here it is said, Sarvagya muni vakya shastra pramana. Therefore, tasma shastra pramanante. In the Bhagavad Gita also, that everything should be acted in terms of the shastra. Just like, when you go to post something, you are directed by the postal guide. Shastra pramanante. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna has given stress upon the evidence on the scripture. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya also giving stress. The question is, it is very interesting. The question is how one should accept a person or a body as incarnation. Lord Chaitanya says that through Shastra, by the evidence of Shastra, so many fools there presenting themselves as incarnation, the intelligent person should see whether this fool is mentioned in the Shastra. He is presenting himself as incarnation, whether his activities and his characteristics is mentioned in the Shastra, then accept, otherwise don't accept. This is the discussion. Thank you very much.